Good evening. Good evening, Ellie. Thank you very much, Ellie Nyman, for bringing me in to this wonderful community. ShareEnjoyment.com. Thanks, Jake Wyman, for your incredible work, your creation of Torah, of ShareEnjoyment.com, bringing Torah to so many people every day of the week, 24/7. We begin tonight by dedicating the Shir L'Zecher L'Ilui Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. We thank our sponsor for his support and dedication to ShareEnjoyment.com. Being that Yirtzeh Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is around the corner, and Yirtzeh Hashem, Sunday night, next Sunday night, is the Yom HaDin. I'd like to tonight to discuss, to learn a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. And I would like to attempt tonight to develop an idea, a drush, a homily, a homiletic idea relating to Rosh Hashanah. So let's begin. We know that there are many, many reasons why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Many different reasons. Hasad Yigoin enumerates 10 reasons. And, you know, the basic reason, the basic understanding of the sound of the shofar, it's a prayer. It's a very pure, pristine expression of the neshama. There's no need for words, no need for sentences. It's a cry of the neshama. And Chazal know this because the only thing the Torah says about the midst of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is that it is a yom teruah. And the Targum translates the word teruah to mean yababa, a day of yababa. And yababa, the only place we find in Tanakh the expression yababa is in reference to the mother of Sisera, a very evil, evil man, and he was defeated, he was destroyed, and his mother was sitting by the window waiting, when will my son return from battle? And she cried, Vatiyabeb Eim Sisera. We read this in the Haftorah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. In the Haftorah of Chana, we read about the mother of Sisera crying. Okay. Well, there are many other reasons as to why we blow the shofar, and I want to make a suggestion that the shofar, the expression of the shofar is a cry, is a calling to travel forward, is to move ahead, to move ahead. Where do we find this? We find this in Parshas Vahaloisra, when the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, tells them different types of signals that he will use in order to rally and call people to travel. Parshas Vahaloscha, Vayda Hashem Moshe Limbar, Aser Choshtei Chatzrei Shres Kesef, Hashem tells Moshe they should make for himself two trumpets of silver, and the Pesukim there go on and describe all the different types of signals. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to have the Zekanim, the elders, assemble. He would do one thing. If he wanted to gather the Jewish people to teach them a halacha, he would have a different signal. And then we learn about what happens if he wants to travel. If Hashem sends a signal, the Anani HaKavod, they begin to move, it was a time to pack up, to disassemble the Mishkan, to pack, and to travel. And there was a signal that was sent out in the Machaneh, and the Pasuk then goes on to say, when it comes time to actually travel, Usikaten Teruah V'Nosu HaMachanos. They would sound the shofar, they would blow a Teruah, and the machanos would travel hachoinim kedma. Okay, so we have over here in this parsha, Parshas Behaloscha, we learn about that in the desert, when the time came to travel, the signal was the sounding of a teruah. It's now time to move forward. On Rosh Hashanah, right before, that's our first piece of introduction. Second piece of introduction. On Rosh Hashanah, right before we blow the shofar, the Baal Tokea, some kehilas, it's the Chazon, the Baal Mosaf, and perhaps in some places it's the Rabbi, or it's the Baal Shachris, they recite 7 psukim. The first pasuk is Min HaMetzar, Karasi Ka, Non Gamercha Ka, and then they continue to recite 6 more psukim. If you look carefully in the Machzor, notice that the first letter of the next 6 verses spells the term Kira Satan, Huf Resh Ayin, Sin Tes Nun. Rip up, destroy the Satan, the adversary. And it's interesting, you know, we're almost obsessed with this concept throughout the entire liturgy. On Rosh Hashanah, Chazal paint a portrait of the Satan hanging over us, trying to prosecute, trying to present arguments as to why we should not succeed in judgment. And we do all these different techniques. Many of these things are very Kabbalistic in order to whip up, to destroy the Satan. The question we ask is, why did Chazal express this principle of the Satan with the word kira, to whip, to separate? The word kira literally means to separate something into two parts, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yam split into two portions. The Torah really used the word vayibaku, bekia, but in rabbinic liturgy, rabbinic words, the rabbinic expression, the splitting of the Yam is called kriya, splitting of the Yam. Is it not interesting that we use the same expression for the Satan? Kira, to split the Satan? Are there not more eloquent, precise, meaningful expressions how to describe our attempt to silence, prevent his entry, his participation? What is this expression that we find all over rabbinic literature called Kira Satan? I'd like to give the following explanation. Rosh Hashanah in the Nusach of the Tzil is called a day that is a remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zecher li Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many commentators struggle to understand where in Rosh Hashanah do we find the remembrance for the Exodus. At face value, there really is no connection between the two. There are many answers, but let's attempt now to focus on one very specific event, a pivotal moment of the Exodus. And I refer to the time when the Jewish people stood by the Yam. They stood by the Yam, the riverbed. It's not so clear in exact the location, but let's right now just talk in general terms. They stood by the Yam, and behind them were the Egyptians who were pursuing them, throwing projectiles, were closing in. In front of them was the river, was the Yam, the sea. They were caught between a rock and a hard place. The Jewish people literally had nowhere to go. They were stuck in between two locations which did not provide any escape. The Egyptians were in hot pursuit from behind, and in front was a wall of water. At this critical moment, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up, realizing that we were in a very dire predicament. The Jewish people complained. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hamibli in kivadu b'mitzrayim l'kachtan l'mus b'mibar." Are there no graves in Egypt? Were there a lack of graves in Egypt that you had to take us to the desert, to put us in this difficult situation? And Moshe, in desperation, he gets up and he stands before Hashem and he begins to pray to Hashem. And then the pasuk tells us Hashem's response. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Ma titzak elai. What are you davening now? Now is the time to daven. Ma titzak elai. Behind, the Egyptians are already ready to destroy you. In front is a wall of water. Now you're going to daven. Now is the time to daven. Now is not the time to daven. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the Jewish people. V'yisau. And move ahead. Proceed. Go forward. Go into the Yam. Just walk through the Yam. I like to suggest that in Rosh Hashanah, when we come to the moment of the blowing of the shofar, we are reenacting, or we are exactly in the same situation our ancestors were at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We stand at this moment and we look back at the past. We look behind us. We look back at the previous year and we see our failures. We see our averos. We see our shortcomings. We realize that we've made quite a number of mistakes. Things should have been different. And these averos, shortcomings, failures, and the whole collection of things, events, decisions, and lack of Yirat Shamayim, they're now coming to chase after us, overtake us, to depress us, to present themselves as prosecutors before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In front of us is a new year, but do we really deserve to have the merit to go forward? It seems almost impossible. So what do? We finish Shacharis, we've listened to the Torah, and now it's time for Musaf. It's time now to daven the prayer that will take us through the Yom HaDin. But we can't. We can't. We're overwhelmed. Hashem looks at us and it says to us, indeed, Ma titzak elai. Now is not the time you have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about the enemy behind you, the difficulty in seeing yourself move forward in life, which is filled with nisyonos, hardships, difficult decisions laying ahead. Don't worry. Blow the shofar. The blowing of the shofar is a signal. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. Just move ahead. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about what's behind you. Just proceed. Move forward. Just like in Parshas Behaloscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu that when the Jewish people are resting in the desert and the time comes to move forward, the Pasuk says, Usikatem teruah, the soul, blow the shofar, that is a signal, move ahead, just proceed, go forward. And the impediment that is in front of you, it will split. What's in front of us? What's in front of us really is the Satan. In Parshas Bullock, it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk of Beis, Vayicharaf Elokim ki hoylechu, Hashem was angry at Bilam, that he was willing to travel to Bullock to take him up on the offer of cursing the Jewish people. Vayisyatzev malach Hashem baderech, lisotan loy. Hashem sent a malach on the road as a satan. And in this context, the word sot means a blockage, an impediment to prevent Bilam from going forward. The satan represents the blockage, the difficulty we all have in life of just proceeding, fulfilling the principle of the Yisohu. We all have in front of us the Malach Hashem Baderech on the Derech of life, Satanalai, to prevent us from going ahead. And what does Hashem say? Don't worry. Blow that shofar. Signal a call to proceed. And the Satan will split. Kira Satan. Just like the Yam split. And Klal Yisrael walk through the water. Uvnei Yisrael hochu besoch hayam bayabasha. Vehamayim lohem choymam mininam misimaylam. Kira Satan is the same word. There was a Kriyas Yamsuf, the Satan, that's on the derech of life, that's preventing us from going forward. At the same time, when we're terrified from our past, our averos, our shortcomings in the past, don't worry. Signal the call to go forward, and the Satan will split. We will proceed. We will be successful with Hashem's help to travel in between the Satan. The Satan doesn't go away. The Satan is larger than life. The Yam did not disappear. When the Jewish people were faced with a wall of water in front of them, the water didn't disappear. It didn't evaporate. It didn't dry up. But the Yam, it made room. It moved over. It accommodated the Jewish people, allowing them to pass safely. And not only do they pass safely, that very water that was for them an impediment served as a shield, a shelter, a guide. And when they passed, it destroyed their enemies. The Egyptians went in and were drowned and were then spit out along the seashore for the Jewish people to see the miracle. That's exactly what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. We come to the moment of the crossroads. Now is the time to daven. Chodesh Elul, slichos when davening to Hashem. But when it comes the Yom Hadin, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, before Musaf, the moment, that is the moment Chazal tell us, is when we are subject to Hashem's judgment. We're terrified. What's going to be? When we look behind us, we're not happy. We look in front of us, we're scared. There's what to be scared. There's a Satan that's on the derech, preventing us from going forward, as it says in the parsha of Balak, Vayisyatzev malach Hashem ba'derech l'satan loy. And when we think what we should do at this moment is daven, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, davening with Chodesh Elul. We're done with that. Matitzak Eli. Now it's the moment of truth. Don't worry. You've done yours. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Blow that shofar. Usikatem terua v'nasu. In the desert, when the Anani HaKavod was lifted and moved forward, they blew the shofar as a signal. It's time to go forward in life. It's time to go forward on the derech. But there's a Satan. There's a Satan in front of us. Well, there was a Yam in front of the Jewish people. And what happened to the Yam? Vayibaku Hamayim. Chazal's words, we witness the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Likewise, on the Yom HaDin, we will witness the miracle of Korah Satan. The Satan will split. It doesn't mean the Satan will go away. It doesn't mean it will evaporate. Something greater will happen. The Satan itself will be our advocate. It will accommodate us. It will move aside and create a path of dry land with trees, fruit, and scenery to create an experience like none other, in which we will sing Shira. Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Es Hashira Hazois. A Shira. Ashir Chodesh, for what blessing Hashem will bestow upon us and the Jewish people in this coming year. To summarize, Rosh Hashanah is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. The moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim that we are focusing on is the moment when the Jewish people found themselves in the most difficult situation at the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds with the Egyptians behind us and the wall of the Yam Suf in front of us. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up to pray, and Hashem said, now is not the time to pray. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Proceed. You have nothing to worry about. The blowing of the shofar in the midbar was a signal to proceed, to travel. The Satan is a symbol of a yam, what would appear to be an insurmountable blockade, impediment in front of us, as it's used in reference to Bilam, Hashem positioned on the derech, Vayisyatzev al haderech, Satan, Vayisyatzev malach Hashem ba'derech l'satan loy. And when we blow that shofar, we just proceed, and the Satan splits, just as the Yam split. And the splitting represents accommodation. It represents the world of reality, where problems don't just evaporate. Problems move aside, and at times they even become our friends, where they provide valuable lessons and tools and resources to enhance our situation when we know how to deal with them in the right way with Emunah and Yiras Shamayim. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners, all of the wonderful, wonderful people who come listening every Monday night and every night, sheerenjoyment.com. Again, we really all owe a special debt of gratitude to Jay Weinman for his incredible labor of love, tireless effort of managing all of the logistics, technical dimensions of this extremely complex system, scheduling, technology, time management, fundraising, and a long, long list that's beyond our understanding. Besides managing his other numerous daily activities and all the things that come along with living a life of Torah near Shemaim. We want to wish him a wonderful year of Baracha, and as well to Eli Nyman and a long list of other technicians, assistants, volunteers, and really Achar and Achar and Kavai for you. You, the listener, who comes to learn, to absorb the Devar Hashem, to come and learn together the words of Hashem, to add a dimension of Torah near Shemayim into our lives. May you all have a year of blessing, sweetness, success from your family, children, grandchildren, of course, your spouses, parents, and your friends, together with everyone in Klal Yisrael. May this year be a year where everyone achieves success, satisfaction beyond your wildest dreams. A wonderful Shana Tova Masuka, Ksiva Vachasima Tova, good Gedenshiar, and Mir Sashem, this year should be Tafshin Pei Gimel, should be the year of Bias HaMashiach, Ben Hera V'Yameinu, Amen. Good night.